Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about an unfortunate reality for a lot of people and in a lot of situations, and that is that of bullying. The type of things that constitute bullying, on why bullying occurs, and some tips on how you might be able to manage bullying if you encounter it, and also, because it's an inherently social thing, manage it for other people. So bullying is a result of power in human relationships. Whether we are aware of it or not, there's an undercurrent of power that permeates all human relationships and all organisations and all human encounters. And bullying rears its ugly head as a power and control technique where one individual or a group of individuals are able to exert power over others in order to bolster or keep their position in a social hierarchy, in a social situation. So when we talk about this, we're talking about social situations around work, school, family, and increasingly in relation to social technology and social media. The more reliant we become, the more access we have to social media, the more it permeates our life, the more exposure we actually have to power and control in this situation. And because of the fast pace of social media, the anonymity and the group participation and publicity of it, it's unfortunately an area which allows bullying to become quite public and quite devastating. And the research shows that whether it be face-to-face bullying, whether it be online bullying, the impact on the individual and the reasons why people do it are exactly the same. So what do we actually talk about when we're talking about bullying? We're talking about everything from physical assaults and intimidation through to verbal assaults, through to covert gestures. They can be things like keeping someone out of a social group, either online or offline, giving looks, making gestures towards someone as a way to exert some dominance or control over them. Some even more underhanded ways like spreading rumors and undermining someone's social position. Everything all the way up to stalking and intentionally hurting someone and taking advantage over someone and reducing their capacity to do the things that they'd like to do. People that are bullied can feel like it's their fault. Because of the social nature of bullying, they can feel incredibly socially isolated. They can have a whole raft of emotional impacts. People can be forced to change schools, leave jobs. They can lose friendships. And ultimately, they can end up with some of the common mental health issues that we experience, anxiety, depression. And it can have a huge impact on people's self-esteem and their feelings about themselves. And that can get magnified through the life course, unfortunately. We'll explore a little bit more of this important issue and what it means for our lives next week on Mind Games.